No wall between Jews and Gentiles. Christ began to break down the middle wall of partition between Jew and Gentile and to preach salvation to all mankind. He mingled freely with the despised Samaritans, setting at naught the customs of the Jews. He slept under their roofs, ate at their tables, and taught in their streets. The Savior longed to unfold to his disciples the truth that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs with the Jews and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. He rewarded the faith of the centurion at Capernaum, he preached to the inhabitants of Sychar, and on his visit to Phoenicia, he healed the daughter of the Canaanite woman. Among those whom many regarded as unworthy of salvation, there were souls hungering for truth. Thus Christ sought to teach the disciples that in God's kingdom there are no territorial lines, no caste, no aristocracy. They must bear to all nations the message of a Savior's love. But not until later did they realize in its fullness that God made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. These first disciples represented widely varied types of character. Differing in natural characteristics, they needed to come into unity. To this end, Christ sought to bring them into unity with himself. His burden for them was expressed in his prayer to his Father, that they all may be one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. He knew that truth would conquer in the battle with evil, and that the blood-stained banner would one day wave triumphantly over his followers. As Christ realized that soon he must leave his disciples to carry on the work, he sought to prepare them for the future. He knew that they would suffer persecution, be cast out of the synagogues, and be thrown into prison. Some would suffer death. In speaking of their future, he was plain and definite, that in their coming trial they might remember his words and be strengthened to believe in him as the Redeemer. "Let not your heart be troubled," he said. "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. When I go away, I shall still work earnestly for you. I go to my Father and yours to cooperate with him in your behalf. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Verse 12. Christ did not mean that the disciples would make more exalted exertions than he had made, but that their work would have greater magnitude. He referred to all that would take place under the agency of the Holy Spirit.